Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlantic Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Songwriters from Here and Away for another episode of music from across Canada. We have lots of local Nova Scotia music this time around, some from Ontario as well, and other spots. We're going to feature Mr. Jeff Arsenault. Jeff has been on the show before. We did a live concert with him once, a couple of years ago. We have his new album, and it's a fabulous Blues Roots album, which is the place where he does best. Not only is he a great drummer, but he's a guitar player and songwriter, and that's what he's doing on this album, and he has some stellar musicians with him. I had a quick chat with him on Zoom, and I'm going to play that. First, though, we're going to play a track. This one is called Pearl River.
Somewhere on Pearl River, up to Diamond Head, from what I was delivered, there's been left unsaid. I wasn't out for trouble, no business of mine. I should have moved on the double. I was too slow making up my mind. Now I'm haunted, I still shiver. Was it the right thing I did?
Ain't no doubt.
up that river, pearls are on the stone. So clear is that water below, as white as bone. Now I'm haunted, I still shiver at the rising I did on Pearl River up to Diamond Head.
Thanks for dialing into Songwriters from Here and Away, and I'm going to play some tracks. Just listened to a few of the tracks off the new album. What's the name of the album?
It's called Hired Hand.
Hired Hand. So where did that come from? Where did the title come from?
Well, it comes from a song that's on the record that I had written years and years ago, which actually was recorded on a Hot Toddy album.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe it was the first song that I sang on a record. So it was Tom Measley, Tom Swift, Joel LeBlanc, and Bill Stevenson, and myself doing a body record. And we decided we were just in the kitchen, and I played them that song, and they really dug it and decided to put it on the record. And so the song is, you know, I'm basically been a hired hand all my life.
Sideman playing for all sorts of people.
All that stuff, man. Yeah. And whatever side little labor jobs, if ever, you know, if I ever had to get them, which I have. And just, you know, the wolves at the door kind of thing all the time and stuff like that.
And here is that song, Hired Hand.
Just a hired hand, keeping the wolves from my door. Oh, I'm just a hired hand, keeping the wolves from my door. Now all they've been fed, they gotta eat more. Just a hired hand, keeping the wolves from my door. Oh, I got love I can't contain, a door to knock and a phone to ring. And there are those who want everything. I got love I can't contain. Now I don't know why I ain't been caught, but they're so hungry they just won't stop. I throw them a bone, I throw them a rock. Now I don't know why I ain't been caught. Just a hired hand, keeping the wolves from my door. Now all they've been fed, they gotta eat more and more. I'm just a hired hand. Still high. Now it wasn't cheap, now it wasn't bought. can't hold them back anymore. Just a hired hand, keeping the wolves from my door. I'm just a hired hand, keeping the wolves from my door. Now all hating fair, they gotta eat more. Just a hired hand, keeping the wolves from my door. Keeping the wolves from my door. Keeping the wolves from my door.
So it's fun going back to old tunes. This one is a solo, right?
It is solo.
Yeah.
Well, I mean
you wrote it by yourself. Yeah. Do you do any co-writing? Much?
I've only written one song, and that was with Ray Bonneville.
Yeah.
And it was actually it's a title track from one of his records, which is called Easy Gone.
We have a episode with Ray and you at the Carlton. That's great.
Yeah.
He's a talent for sure, and I love what you're doing with this album. It's got a great vibe. Where did you record it?
At Stonehouse Sound in Mahone Bay. John Adams is the engineer. He owns the joint. My humble opinion, I think he's one of the best. It's one of the best, man. And Glenn Pascha, who is the keyboard player and producer on the record. He lives in Mahone Bay as well. He is Bunny Raitt's keyboard player.
Yeah, I imagine he's out on the road a fair bit.
He's out on the road a fair bit. So it took some time. We're all busy doing different things. So it took just over a year to complete the record.
Right.
And there's so many great players on it, you know.
Yeah. It sounds wonderful. And of course, Glenn's a lovely, lovely player. His touch on the keyboard is wonderful. His organ,
added. He's a big part of the record. Big part.
Sure. And on the record, you're doing the drums as well as the guitar, the main acoustic guitar stuff.
Yeah, I recorded most of the tunes, guitar and vocal. An acoustic guitar that's mic'd, but then there's I think three songs that are my old Guild Electrified Guild put through an amp, an old tube amp. Off Glenn's.
Nice. Yeah.
And then there's Joey Landreth on slide on some tracks, Colin Linden playing on some tracks, and Kevin Bright playing on some tracks.
You can't get better than that, Jeff. I'm really, really happy for you, man. Of course, maybe folks don't know some of those people, but Joey Landreth, the Landreth brothers, right? Yeah, that's good players. That's really nice.
Yeah, man. And Amy Helm is singing on one of them, Levon's daughter singing on
it. I heard that.
Beautiful. Yeah, Glenn's doing a lot of backups. Matt Anderson and Chris Kirby are doing some backups on a couple of tunes. And Tom Easley's on a lot of bass, stand-up bass on the record. Mike Farrington's on one. And Zev Katz is on, I think, three or four. He's out of New York, friend of Glenn's.
I think it's time for another song from the album. This is Angel's Share or the Devil's Take.
Is the angel's share or the devil's take? Is the angel's share or the devil's take? Laying on my plate,
Tracks on the album?
12 tracks. It was going to be only 11, but Glenn insisted that I put on the last two in the Cajun Soul song, and I'm glad I did.
Well, we'll play that. We'll play it right now.
Okay.
Looking for gold.
it's, I like how the album has a, it has a feel through it and a sound through it. It's, it doesn't go too far outside this way or too far outside that way, like, but it sits right in the pocket and it's perfect for your, for what you deliver. When you play live now, are you going to try to duplicate that wherever you can?
Well, as much as I can. I hope to do some, well, I gotta, I'm just hustling as many gigs as I can, whether that be with a band,
right,
or solo, or with a three-piece or a duo, mm-hmm. you know.
I think you should be the opening act for Matt Anderson, because you play with Matt.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, yeah, I'll tag him in this. I think I got it. I better send that request to him. What else are you doing? You're building things? Are you doing much kayaking? I know you do a lot of kayaking and you teach kayaking even.
I've been building for a few months. I've been focusing on this, getting this record finished.
Sure.
Trying to hustle the best I can. I'm not great at it online and getting gigs, reaching out to festivals and labels and all that kind of stuff. I'm getting great response. And I'm also got a book that is going to be published that I found a publisher who wants to publish my drawings.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I've been getting all that stuff together with some text for the drawings. And so I've been, that's all I've been doing really.
Great. Right. Yeah. Well, it takes a lot of planning. It's like putting anything together, like an album or a book. There's all the stuff that people don't see. They don't see the bits and pieces behind the scene, you know.
No, for sure.
10 times more. It's like the iceberg. So
yeah.
Well, good on you. Right. When do you think that's coming out?
I think I signed the contract in like November. Within the year, open by the summer.
Let's keep in touch. Let me know when you've got more tunes coming out and we'll see you online, wherever.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob. Okay. Cheers, man.
I'll leave you.
That was Jeff Arsenault off the album Hired Hand, and that was Gravedigger. And you can find Jeff online at jeffarsenault.ca. That's GEOFFARSENAULT.ca. This is where I get to tell you about our website, sfhaa.ca, sfhaa.ca. There are links to the live shows that we do, all the podcasts that we've done over the last 2 or 3 years, and more about workshops and songwriting. We'd love to have you there. Please do follow us, all the social media stuff. Your support means a lot to us, but more so to the musicians who you are supporting by listening. Thank you. Give us a vote or do all that stuff. We're going to take a short pause. We'll be right back.
CFRC 101.9 FM, the Kingston Music Office, and our sponsors, Long & McQuaid and Modern City Taxi, are pleased to announce the 2025 Release Radar Listenership Survey is now open. Select your top 10 singles and top 10 albums and EPs released in Kingston this year by local artists, and enter for a chance to win $1,000 in prizes from CFRC and our friends at Long & McQuaid, KPP Concerts, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, The Screening Room, and Black Dog Hospitality. Show your love for local music. Get in on the action today via CFRC.ca, proudly supporting local artists since 1922.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Vai marinheiro, vai vaiendo, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai vaiendo, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é, com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantis, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai marinheiro, vai
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. I'm here every Monday at 10:30-ish, usually. And I'm so glad to be here today, as always. I'm trying to adjust the mic and now it's working properly. Yay, I think. I don't know. Call me if it's not. If you can't hear my voice, you wouldn't even know that I'm asking you to call if there's a problem. But you know what? CFRC is pretty amazing, and we're so lucky to be here and still going 100 plus years later. And I know you probably, if you listen regularly, you know we're in the midst of a funding drive. So if you've donated already, thank you so much. We 100%, 100 plus appreciate it, no question about it. But we also would like to encourage other people to donate if they have the inclination, which I hope you do, because if you listen regularly, you know how wonderful we are. But you also probably realize how much money it takes to run this place and to keep it up and to keep it going. And we've had some expenses over the past couple of years that were unexpected, and we're very glad that we were able to have the support of our listeners and other groups, of course, to support us. CFRC runs a funding drive every year, usually November and December, And so we're still going, we're still kicking, we're still accepting. It's not over. It's going to go right till the 31st. So if you think it's over and you were kicking yourself for not donating, go to CFRC.ca and donate right now if you can. We're also very lucky that a lot of local and other kinds of shops in the area have actually stepped up and they have donated time, money, whatever they are able. Places like Mighty Bird, Paul Randolph Jewelers, Black Dog Tavern, Kingston Thousand Island Cruises, the Kingston Canadian Film Fest, McGinnon Brothers. There's so many out there. Like, I'm really always impressed by Kingston. I think this town is actually run by volunteers. That's just my thought. No shade to anybody who's working in public service and running the city of Kingston, but honestly, if we didn't have the amount of volunteers we do and people that actually go out and help the community for no money, I think we'd be in a sorry state, poor Kingston. So thank you from me and CFRC to all the volunteers out there in Kingston. Thank you. From one volunteer to another, thank you, thank you. And like I said, we are all about community. Community doesn't actually just happen, it's built. And here at CFRC, it's built voice by voice. These are where the voices meet. Students, neighbors, artists, organizers, all sharing ideas, music, and moments that remind Kingston of who we are when we listen to each other, which I love this so much. I love the thought of all of us as one voice or meeting voice to voice. Anyway, if this connection matters to you, go to CFRC.ca and donate a little bit of money, a lot of money. We have so much swag to give to people. Hats, pins, stickers, song requests of your favorite show. And I know I don't do songs, really, unless they're funny songs. But there's definitely, I will take requests for comedy. So if you wanted to do that, and I will have to look it up and edit what I need to. But yes, definitely give me your suggestions. There's toques, there's t-shirts, there's hoodies, local gift certificates, and we have a weekly draw as well for additional prizes from our local businesses. Old Farm Fine Foods, the Screening Room, the Grad Club, places that have been around for ages, and truly love and support CFRC 101.9 FM. So thank you for listening to Absolutely Frivolous. I've been here a long time as well. Not as long as the station, though some days it feels like it. This is an all-audio comedy show. And I like to preface all of this, of course, by saying thank you for listening. But if any of the topics that I play on the air offend you in any way, or if I forgot to bleep a swear word, honestly, it's not my intention. I do my very best to sort of vet the kind of comedy that I put on. And while it may not even be funny to me, it may be funny to other people. So it's very subjective, as you know. Everybody's sense of humor is very different. But if there's any topic that's offensive or there's a swear word, CFRC and myself, we apologize. And like I said, we're not in the business of offending anyone. So I have Jack Whitehall, and he's from England, and he's super funny, and you probably know him from various TV shows that he's been on. He's going to talk about Bristol Farmers Market and other things about where he lives and travels around. So here he is on Absolutely Frivolous on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out. We're in Hammersmith, we're in London, my ends! Oh, yeah! Hammersmith, give me a cheer. Yeah, a couple of you. I love Hammersmith. Hammersmith is a great place. Great place to go out on a night out. Hammersmith Palais, one of my favourite nightclubs back in the day. That's where the after party is tonight. The only club in the country that makes Tiger Tiger look classy. Anyone been to Hammersmith Palais? Oh, of course he has. Look at him. He looks like a regular. You look like you could spike a drink just by looking at him, mate. Love it. Great drinks offers there as well. You buy two Jager bombs, you get the morning after pill for free.
Class.
So let's find out about this beautiful audience that we have in tonight. All the ladies, can you make some noise? Woo! Oh, lovely. Guys, give me a... some guys in some proper men. Look at this fella in the front row. Had to sit right down the front just to accommodate the sheer size of your bollocks. Bought two tickets for tonight, one for me and one for the twins. What's your name, fella? Are you there?
Darren, yeah, proper f***ing man's name. I bet your dad named you that whilst he was pushing a plough through a field with his f***ing nice.
And you got a man's trade, Darren. What do? You lift shit. What do, Darren?
Work in a factory lifting.
You work in a factory lifting shit? Oh, yes! Darren, you have not let me down. And you're wearing the suit. I like that. You got the shaved head, but you're still rocking the suit. You look like a footballer on his way to court up on rape allegations. I like it. A real man. Because I'd love to be like you, a real man. Because I love men, not love men. That came out wrong. No, I'd love to be like you, a real man, like Darren. I'm a man here, lumberjack shirt, three buttons undone, the chest is bursting out. Real man like you, I'd love to be like you, a real man like you. Because it's hard for us, isn't it, sir? No, can't men like ourselves, we get it tough. You wouldn't know where to start with bleeding a radiator, but I bet you make an incredible bechamel sauce, am I right? Yeah, stick a bay leaf in, I know your tricks. So I'm excited that all of the men and all of the ladies are here tonight, because this is my show. This is my show. I've been touring it, been all around the country. I went to Bristol. That was the last stop on my tour. Went to the West Country. Love the West Country. Yeah, anyone in from the West Country? Nice. Great. Very laid back pace of life there in the West Country, very different to London. I had a bit of trouble getting down there, truth be told, right? I was on the train on my way to Bristol. The train went through this place called Bedwin, okay? Now, not many of you will know Bedwin. Bedwin is a tiny little rural village right in the middle of Wiltshire, okay? The only time you might have heard of Bedwin is it was once on an episode of Time Team. Really good dig, actually. I watched it in one of the trenches. Baldrick, right? He found the remains of a woman that had been burnt as a witch last March, right? Right, it's really backward. So I'm in a little place, little Bedouin, on the train. All of a sudden, the train stops and the PA system comes on. It's the conductor. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, this train is now being evacuated due to a terror alert.
I beg your pardon?
We're in Bedouin.
We suspect Al-Qaeda might have slightly higher priorities on their hit list. Also, I thought terrorism, that's done. We've dealt with that now. It's not an issue anymore. I watched the news. I listened to it.
There was a guy on the news recently, an expert, right? And he genuinely said that apparently obesity is now a bigger threat to this country than Al-Qaeda. I thought it's definitely not. What would you rather have sat opposite you on the tube on your way home tonight? Some mental guy with a beard and a 100-yard stare with a backpack full of Semtex, or just a jolly little f***er with a backpack full of Quavers? But I get confused when I see it now. Like, I went onto the plane recently and they were still trying to take away my toiletries. I mean, what the f*** is that about? I was like, madam, have you not seen the news? Mr. Bin Laden has been shot and dumped at sea. The war on terror is won. There are not far more pressing issues at hand, like the war on dry skin. This exfoliator is coming on, bitch. You know what I'm talking about, hey? Clarins, natural glow. She didn't let me onto the plane. So we're carted out, we're at Bedwin Station, we all get carted out onto the station platform. It's freezing cold, it's a Sunday night as well, to add insult to injury, so we're all there, feeling pretty depressed, tutting away. It's Sunday night, you've missed the X Factor result. This is so f***ing. Not me, Darren, obviously. I was going to go home and watch something manly, you know. Ooh, something on Bravo. Danny Dyer's Top 10 Ways to Kick a Dog. Naughty. So I'm there, stood on the platform. I'm next to this big posh guy as well. This is like the worst thing that's ever happened to him. He's having like a tart fit. It's absolutely outrageous. This country's gone to the dogs. And I'm stood there, right? And the guy from National Rail comes out to address the assembled crowd. And I could tell that he was excited. All right, this was his big moment. He'd worked at Bedwin Station for his entire life. He was pumped. And he walks out, right? And he's trying to sound intimidating as well, which simply doesn't work if you've got a West Country accent. If you want proof of this, watch that docudrama they had on Fred West on ITV. It documented the life of one of the most evil serial killers this country's ever seen. But at no point were you ever scared because of his voice. What did you do with her next, Mr. West? I chopped her up and I put her in a bin liner. What are you like? So out he comes, Mr. National Rail. He's ready for his moment. Okay, clears his throat. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, all of the trains from this station will now be delayed because I have personally spotted
on platform two, a suspicious package. To which the massive posh guy next to me shouts back at him, well, put it on the train to Swindon and we can all fuck off home. I got there in the end. I got to Bristol in the end. Bristol's a very cool place. I went to a farmer's market in Bristol, but like a proper farmer's market. Not like the farmer's markets you get in London. There's a farmer's market in Highgate I went to recently. Not a real farmer's market. There's a woman called Araminta who has a cheese store. You go up. What would you care for today, sir? I have this goat's cheese from the Scorch Valleys of Tuscany. Or maybe you'd prefer this Gruyere from the Alpine Peaks. I picked up a bit of cheese at the Fish Ponds Farmer's Market in Bristol. I asked the man where it was from. He went, a farm! That's a farmer's market. That's not to say Bristol as a place is not impervious to a little bit of pretentiousness, because Bristol, as we all know, is the home of one of the worst breed of girls you will ever find, because it has Bristol University. And that girl is the lesser spotted, did I tell you about my gap year? Trapped by them a couple of times. These girls that go off travelling in their year out, and the only reason they've done it is so they can shove it down your f***ing throats. You go to the pub with them. Oh my God, where to start? Preferably near the end. It was amazing. Me and my friend Vaskiri, who's ethnic, by the way, did I mention, and Cassandra, who didn't get into Leeds, so she went to Liverpool, which means she's so good with foreign languages now. We just trotted round Tibet, smoking the most amazing Thai grass and felching lepers, and we found the most wonderful little monastery on the foot of Mount Hitchapitchamachavakacha Arno. And we stayed there for weeks just helping the orphans. Just think, haven't the orphans suffered enough? I'm not having to go to charity work, though, I'm not. I actually did some charity work when I left my school. Like, I don't want to, you know, show off, but it was pretty amazing what I did, you know. Just a couple of weeks volunteer work in a special needs school for children, just playing games with them, football, tennis. And it does actually make you feel really good inside, because you always win. So that was the West Country. I went to the West Country. Where else did I? I went to Scotland. I went to Glasgow. Have we got any Glaswegians in? Two. Well, that's enough for a fight. I love Glasgow. Glasgow's a great place. Quite a tough city, though. Glasgow's the only place I've ever been where you see toddlers walking around with muzzles on so they don't rip off Rottweilers' faces. I arrived in Glasgow and I decided, right, what I needed when I was in Glasgow was to go out and start my day by getting a proper breakfast. I needed some energy, some food inside me. So I set off into the centre of Glasgow and I found myself a classic, sort of traditional, greasy spoon Scottish cafe. I walked in, there was a very dour-looking Scottish waiter staring at me, wishing that I was dead with every fibre of his being. I sat down and I ordered myself a big, big bowl of burger. Muesli with all the fruits. And I took out my laptop and I just started typing away, just having it. Yeah, that's how I type. It's a pedal assisted laptop. And I was there typing away on my laptop. And then I made the fatal error, all right, of asking my newfound Scottish chum, the waiter, whether he had any Wi-Fi access. To which he looked at me as if to say, I haven't even got access to my fucking kids. I was like, oh God. So at this point, I wasn't feeling particularly well-loved. And then, thank God, the best thing that could possibly happen in this situation then occurred. An American couple walked in. And all of a sudden, I was no longer public enemy number one. As soon as this woman waddled into the shop, hey, Mari, come in here, they're definitely gonna have waffles. The waiter, he's clocked them, he's having a xenophobic stroke in the corner, Yankee Doodle f***ing. She's as welcome in here as a bowl of couscous. I'm going to take a shit at omelette. She sits down. She's eating really loudly. She's slurping on her coffee. She gets to the end of her coffee. She slams it down and starts clicking at the waiter. I'm like, oh, my God, this shit's going to get messy. She's like, sir, come over here. I finished my coffee. I will now have my free refill of coffee. Oh, dear. He did not like that. He looked at her like she had just ordered dead baby soup or something without batter. And he couldn't even
even formulate a response. He wanted to say something, but no sentences came out of his mouth. After a minute of just aching and squealing, eventually, he managed to shit out just a... She, cool as a cucumber, goes, sir, I'm going to give you a little reality check here, okay? In America, if you order a coffee, we give you a free refill. In front of everyone, he looks her dead in the eye and he goes, love, in Glasgow, we don't give a fuck. People were applauding him, patting him on the back. There was a guy in the corner of the cafe in a wheelchair that stood up to shout freedom as she wandered out of the cafe. That's the thing, isn't it? There are some things, right, that I don't think will ever make the cultural crossover. We're so similar to Americans in so many ways, but some things they'll never get. Like customer service, for example, all right? They love that in America. We will never have that in the UK. We don't do customer service, and I think that should be celebrated, because I do not like customer service. I think it's an ugly thing. I like going into a shop anywhere in this country and knowing exactly where I stand, knowing that I'm a piece of shit. Phone shopping, for example. Phone shopping here is so easy. You walk into the car phone warehouse, you know the drill, you're gonna get ignored for days. There'll be a corpse at the counter where some elderly man has gone in and tried to upgrade without his wife there to help. And even when you do get assistance, it's gonna be from some patronizing little teenager in a suit that's constantly gonna be asking you, how many minutes you talking in a month, bruv? I don't know. But when you leave the shop, you feel like you've earned your phone. To go to the Apple Store recently in New York. Oh my God. The Apple Store in New York is worlds away. It is like a big, white, glistening cathedral of Before you even have your foot in the threshold of the door, there's some wank tub with a fringe in your face. Hey buddy, my name's Drew. How's your day been going, hombre? What brings you to the Apple Store today? I'm here to buy a phone, not make a friend. They applaud the first customer in of the day. The Apple Store in New York, they all stand around clapping like kids as he walks into the shop. Woo, we love you, man. Customer number one, you rock. Can you imagine getting away with that behavior at a UK phone shop? That's my local T-Mobile. The only customer that's getting applauded there is the last one out of the day. Oh, thank you've gone. We're going to end the pub, you Blackberry wanker. Ways as well. I had to get a train when I was in America. I got onto the platform, and on the platform, they had a poster. On this poster was one of the American Rail employees. She was this woman. She was all made up. Her eyes were full of hope and life. She had a smile on her face. And then underneath it, a little slogan. Hey, you got enough snacks for the journey? Enjoy your trip. Compare that to the posters that you get on every single station platform up and down this great country. What do you get? You get a picture of a National Rail employee with a massive black eye. Then underneath it, please don't hit our staff. I'm depressed as well that I even have to go to the Apple Store, because I never wanted that from my life. I was perfectly content before. I was a non-iPhone user and I was happy. But like all non-iPhone users, eventually I gave in. I listened to them. I gave in to the iPhone Nazis, right? These people that force you to get it. They make you buy it and they lie to you because they don't tell you about the bad. They only tell you the good things. They don't say, yeah, this phone is amazing, but unfortunately it has a battery life of 20 seconds. It's a bit like you found the best new buddy in the world, the coolest guy you've ever met, but this guy also has ME because it's asleep all the time. Then it's a smartphone. You need to get a smartphone. A smartphone. Do you know what I wish I still had? A dumb phone. That's what I like. A phone where I knew where I stood. You know the phone I wish I still had? The Nokia 3310. Oh, yeah. There was a phone. The iPhone with all of its apps and its maps and its GPS shit. The 3310 gave a man all he needed. Stopwatch, calculator, and snake. F*** anything else. There was no pretension with it. The most pretentious the 3310 got is when it upgraded itself to the 3330. The only thing they added to that model was a currency converter on a phone that didn't even work abroad. And no
pretension as well. No pretension with, like, predictive text messaging. Predictive text messaging on the 3310 was bliss. You tried to type a word into it that was more than, like, five letters long, it would give up. It was like he was saying, yeah, you want to use poncy, fancy prick language like that? You're on your own, knobhead. Not with the iPhone. Where does the iPhone get this vocabulary? Constantly jumping to conclusions. Nobody f***ing talks like that. It doesn't matter what you put into the bloody thing. You're like, A-N. Did you mean androgynous? No! And! I meant and!
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Hey, what's the crack? I'm Joe from Enola Gay and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.